Well, it's Friday, May 28th. I thought I'd do a quick update. There's two areas that are of interest. One in the news is the origin of the SARS-CoV-2. And a recent report in the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists suggests that the furin cleavage site, which has two arginines, has an unusual codon usage, and that the two arginines are encoded by a codon that is least favored by coronaviruses. And therefore, it's coded by CGG. There's two of them. And that would suggest that the virus that spread worldwide was acquired its furin receptor site, cleavage site, by insertion in a lab. So that would suggest that this might have been an accidental escape from a lab in Wuhan that led to the worldwide outbreak. This was written by Nicholas Wade a few days ago in the Bulletin. And it would be of a concern. It would suggest that probably during vaccine research, there was some gain of function testing that included adding a furin cleavage site, and that somehow that virus escaped. It seems the most likely escape mechanism would be to infect lab workers. There was a report in the Wall Street Journal citing three lab workers who had sought medical attention at a hospital. And all of those areas are under investigation. But the smoking gun seems to be the codon usage for the furin cleavage site. On another note, there does seem to be a rather dramatic increase in the variant from India. This is B1.617.2. And as of today at GSAD, there were 1,253 sequences in the U.S., and the vast majority, as in 1,114, or over 90%, or about 90% of those sequences have been deposited in the month of May. So it is a dramatic increase in the number in the U.S. 1,000 sequences is still fairly low frequency, but compared to what it was at the beginning of this month, which would have been 150, that's a tenfold increase, or almost tenfold increase in a month. And it's actually accelerating. So there's concern that the reported cases will stop declining in the U.S. They have already stopped and started up in the U.K. The U.K. obviously had a large outbreak to the U.K. variant, and in spite of that, which would have theoretically given a fairly large percentage of the population some immunity, and then their vaccine program would have given an even larger percentage of the population immunity. The India variant seems to be on the rise. In the UK, our cases are on the rise, which are likely due to the India variant, which is now expanding significantly in the US. it's got a couple receptor binding domain changes. One is L452R, which is the same one's in the California variant. And then in addition, it's got a T478K. And it also has a change near the cleavage site, adjacent to this cleavage site position 681. Normally it's a P, it's changed to an R. And that increases the number of basic amino acids at the cleavage site from 3 to 4. And that is somewhat reminiscent of what the high path avian influenza cleavage site looks like. They usually have 5 or 6 basic amino acids, which are arginines or lysines. In this case, the coronavirus, they're all arginines. And now in this variant, there are 4 R's instead of 3. And there's 2, an X, and a 3rd, and now there's 3 in a row, an X and a 4th. So this raises concern that the declining number of cases in the U.S. may reverse as they have in the U.K., and it seems likely that states that have a low vaccination rate would be most susceptible to an increase in SARS-CoV-2 or COVID cases.